So what is it with deprivation tanks and Coralie? Every time I go in the deprivation tank, I get fucking horny. Anyways, let's get into it, peeps. Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties. Oh my god. So I just went to the deprivation tank, 90-minute float. I don't know if those who have never been in a deprivation tank, it's basically 1,200 pounds of salt in about 10 inches of water, and you lay there, and you float, because you're buoyant, because of all the salt in the water. This was one of the weirdest ones I've had. Being in the deprivation tank is relaxing. Coming out of it, I have to say my body truly feels amazing. But I don't know what it is with the deprivation tank. Somewhere around 15 minutes to 20 minutes into it, and you're kind of zoned out, Coralie gets freaking horny. horny. I can't explain it. I don't know why the deprivation tank does this to me. But it seems like as you move in to, you know, an hour, that seems to go away. I don't know what was going on with me today. I was twitching and waking myself up. And I almost wanted to run and get the hell out of the deprivation tank because the air is so humid and salty and warm. It almost makes you feel like you're down in Cancun when you're not. But then you realize you're laying in a deprivation tank. So I don't know. Who else has these experiences with the deprivation tank where they're like, give me some more, baby. Give me some more. But I always feel, I think for about 3 hours after being in the deprivation tank, the best I could ever feel. Nothing hurts. And this is probably one of the main things I love about the deprivation tank is that nothing hurts. Like, I mean, all the pain comes back, or the physical pain comes back. But for that first few hours after coming out of the deprivation tank, everything's just relaxed, and your skin feels nice from all that salt. Your hair, I mean, I don't know. My hair's still wet. Yeah. That's probably the only part. My hair was all nice. I had it all clean, blow-dried style, because I was going to do a podcast, and I don't know what happened. Something today made me decide, fuck it. Let's go to the deprivation tank. Sometimes I think maybe I need, I don't know, 3 or 4 pool boys in the deprivation tank with me just to kind of get me through that first 20 minutes. Know what I mean? Oh, God, that would be so good. But I think that would actually ruin the illusion of whatever's going on with my brain in the deprivation tank. Maybe 5 pool boys would ruin it. I don't know. But, oh. Jeez. I love it. I could just go. I feel like I should go back again. Not going to happen. Yeah, I'm crazy. But the meditation portion of it, I have my Reiki appointment on Friday, and I can't wait to talk to her. Lois is her name. And towards the end, and I've had this before in the deprivation tank, towards the end, the spiritual uplifting, the freeness, and I can't explain it. I've had some very, and I think I've talked about this in other episodes, some amazing, amazing experiences. The camera's confused with me today because of my hand. And I think, well, let's move this over a little bit. Move that speaker. It's a little bit closer to you. Amazing. Amazing. Did I say amazing? Meditation experiences. And I don't I remember when I started getting into meditation, and this is what led me to the deprivation tank. People talking about how at a certain point in practicing meditation, it changed everything for them and what they were doing. Since the beginning of the year, now there's a podcast, one of the first podcasts we did. It's got to be 8 months ago now, maybe seven. I think it's around eight. Cigarettes, My Love. I don't like smoking in the sense of being a cigarette smoker, but I loved smoking cigarettes. And I've been on and off the quitting and not quitting bandwagon since that episode. And I did talk about that episode about like completely stopping smoking. But since the beginning of the year, none of that's been going on. How does this lead into deprivation tanks, Coralie, and being horny? It goes back to meditation. When I first started getting into meditation, there were numerous people that would drink, would smoke, maybe even do drugs. I don't know. But they said meditation changed that for them. And it changed the way they viewed that. Or the meditation took the reason why they needed to drink or smoke or do narcotics, whether it's marijuana or whatever other demons you need. It just made it go away. Now, when I have these meditations, now, and I've been bad about meditating. This has been, I don't know, and I was telling my friend Eve about this today when I was down at her house. Coming home and having a few drinks after work is one thing. But where I took it during COVID, and I think I'm not the only person that took it too far, but I guess for me, what was really nagging at me over the last few months, that I felt that it was interfering. Now, I wasn't day drinking because I've never been a fan of day drinking. And I've said that before on the podcast. I'm not a day drinker. It ruins everything. But what I found was during lockdown and this uncomfortable phase that we're all going through and enjoying together, trying to be uplifting on this one. I think a lot of us have consumed more alcohol and maybe drugs if that's your thing. It's not my thing, but I guess what it was I wasn't meditating. I wasn't going to Float House, not sponsored by them, but that's the deprivation tank that I choose to go to is Float House here in the Lower Mainland. Very, very clean, good place to go. If you live in the Lower Mainland, go check them out. You're going to enjoy it. It was kind of cutting into my experiences of enjoying being a human. And I can understand all of a sudden we get this free pass for 3 months. Like, you get to sleep in every day. It's like, rah, 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 let's party, come on. And I think once you get into that isolation, you're stuck at home, you're not doing anything, you're kind of like, fuck, what do I got to lose? Sorry. But I kind of feel, or felt over the last couple of months, that I wanted to get back into meditating. I wanted to get back to being grounded, back to being spiritual, not religious, but spiritual. And get back to enjoying life. I just felt that the drinking, even though I wouldn't start drinking until, you know, maybe I was making dinner, or maybe I would start a little bit before dinner prep would start, but it was affecting my life. And I wouldn't say affecting my life in a way where I'd have to go to AA, but I didn't want it to get to that point. So, really haven't drank since the beginning of the year, which, and it's not that far away, but getting back to meditation, getting back to the gym, getting back to doing yoga. And I think this is where, when those creators talk about how meditation changed their life, that they don't need those things. After coming out of the deprivation tank today, it really made me feel, I actually start to understand that. Because my last few meditation experiences have been very internalized, very uplifting, and maybe for the first time in a very long time, feeling good about myself. I mean, who doesn't feel good when they lay in nice warm salt water and spend 20 minutes being fucking horny, right? But I guess the point was, there's things in my life that I want to take part in, including spending time with my kids. And I don't need the crutches of those things anymore in my life. Things like floating, being in a deprivation tank. I mean, come on. I could do this every day. Maybe that would actually ruin the experience. But the experience getting from meditation, that uplifting, I can't even explain it. And that's how the end of the deprivation tank today was like that. It was like a spiritual awakening of meditation, if that makes sense. The things that I was doing in the tank physically, or at least felt that I was doing physically, even though my body wasn't, my brain wasn't, like I wasn't consciously doing things. And I'm not talking just like some weird movements. Like I've never been so jumpy and twitchy in a deprivation tank before. And I do feel like it's been all part of the meditation experience and grounding. And I look forward to talking to Lois when I do my Reiki treatment on Friday. If there is an actual connection with that. And I mean, I think, you know, when you're new in the meditation, and I've been meditating for the last few years and on and off, and the last few years have been kind of crazy with my son coming to live here, which I've talked about before, with my anxieties, you know, hitting the wall at 1,000 miles an hour, Jerome being run over by a Prius. I mean, that's actually a song. Christmas is over. We won't go there. I'm bad. To this whole new way of life we're all trying to navigate through. But I think there's more to it. And I think there's more to being human. I think I've said this on other podcasts. I really truly believe we are spiritual beings that are immortal, having a human experience, if that makes sense. And I'm sure lots of you feel the same way. And after meditating and being horny in the did I tell you I was horny in the deprivation tank again? And the last two times I've been, it's been that. And I don't, how do you tell your Reiki, ask your Reiki, like, why would that be? I don't think I'm sexually frustrated. I mean, we could ask my vibrator, couldn't we? Broke that shit a few times, but we won't go there today. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good experience. I'm not complaining. I shouldn't overanalyze things, Coralie. You should pour yourself a nice cold glass of water and enjoy the experience. For those of you that haven't tried a deprivation tank, I think you should try a deprivation tank. It is, if you have aches and pains in body, like I have back issues, and those back issues are from things I did when I was younger. Some were fun, some were work related. And the whole idea of going to the deprivation tank isn't so much about meditation. It's become that for me, for sure. But I think it's been relieving the pain from my lower back and my neck, even for a few minutes. But like I said before, about 3 hours, sometimes it's more, of just feeling nice, feeling like I was 10 again. right? Who doesn't want to feel like they were 10 again? Carefree, no real pain, and somebody's going to cook your dinner and put you to bed. Maybe that's what the start of the deprivation tank was. Somebody put me to bed, spanking my bum because I've been bad girl. I don't know. I have the script for the podcast that was supposed to air this week sitting in front of me on the iPad here just below the camera. And I think we're going to have to run that on the next one because I just had to talk about this deprivation tank thing again. And I think I've talked about this in other podcasts. I know it's been probably 6 months since I've been in the deprivation tank. And I think that goes back to, you know, meditating. It goes back to exercise, breathing technique. This Apple fitness app. And because I hurt my back in the fall and I haven't been going to the gym the way I would like to, and I haven't skied. I would like to go skiing. I love to ski. I almost feel like it's given me, like, it's rejuvenated me as me to get out and exercise, to feel good, to get back to meditating. Yet I've been able to do it from the comfort of my home and not have to worry about a lot of the things that we have to worry about in this day and age. But I think it's a good thing. And I think spending more time with myself, and I think that maybe that's the thing about the deprivation tank, is you're in there and you only get 90 minutes, but you're in there 90 minutes alone with your own thoughts. And I think that's something that most of us don't do anymore. We're so worried about pleasing the boss, getting the kids, putting the kids to bed, picking them up from here, taking them there, pleasing the wife, pleasing the husband. And when you finally get time to yourself, you end up usually just crawling into bed and going to sleep. Maybe that's what it is about the deprivation tank I like. Not just the meditation part and that first 20 minutes of horny as hell. Maybe it's the warm water. Maybe it has something to do with the connection of being in the womb. I don't know. I can't explain it. It's not a bad thing. I mean, trust me. I have to go work this shit out after. There's just no way around it. I mean, I came home. I had to take Nathan to one of his clubs, after school clubs. I got to start dinner after I pick him up, get dinner prepped and ready. This is why I like to do the podcast on Sunday. But Sunday, I was so busy. Had to go to Apple. Scratched my new phone. Scratch right here, right in the center. Because I didn't have my glass protective screen on, which I do now. And the phone's 2 weeks old. It took 2 months to get it. And in 2 weeks, I managed to actually scratch the screen. Well, it's okay. There'll be a new phone in 24 months, I'm sure. But yeah, I was so busy on Sunday, there wasn't time. There wasn't time to be creative. Even though I wanted to be creative, and I did the show notes for the show that I was actually going to do today, or yesterday. Maybe we'll have time and we can do it Wednesday. I really want to get back to doing 2 shows or 3 shows a week. I miss that. Hopefully the audio problems with the Rodecaster get straightened out. The Canadian affiliate for Rode is on it. They have the audio samples to hear what the noise is. Maybe it's something in the setting that I'm missing that I'm not seeing, which will make the streamlining of the video side of it much easier to do and put up. The audio side is easy from this point because the actual recording is coming from Hindenburg. Not off of the road, which I'm sure if I cleaned up, I probably could clean it up. But getting back to those 3 podcasts a week, like I was doing, I miss talking to you guys and I miss being here doing this. It's almost like I'm too busy doing nothing to do something, if that makes sense. So I feel rejuvenated. I think the deprivation tank did me a world of good today. I feel amazing not drinking or smoking. Like I, and I feel amazing meditating. So I think this is how, 2021 is going to go. I think this is it. It's going to be freaking amazing. We'll get a yay on this one. That was 2020. Anyways, we love you guys. Where is my music? Peace, love. Namaste.